BTC Pay restricts remote Lightning access. After LND nodes drained, BTC Pay server has restricted remote access to Lightning nodes after attackers exploited a vulnerability to drain funds from setups running LND, the most widely deployed Lightning implementation. The disclosure came from Cointelegraph on August 9, 2026, reporting that the payment processor moved to cut off the affected connection path once the drain was identified. The core detail is narrow but serious. The attack targeted remote node access, the mode where a BTC Pay instance connects to a Lightning node running on separate hardware rather than on the same machine. That configuration is common among merchants who want to keep their node isolated or run it on dedicated infrastructure. By restricting that access, BTC Pay effectively closed the door the attackers were using, at the cost of breaking a setup pattern many self-hosted operators rely on. The remote connection was the weak point Lightning nodes hold live, spendable balances in payment channels. That is the whole point of the network, and it is also what makes an exposed node different from a cold wallet. A compromised channel is not a theoretical loss of privacy. It is money moving out in real time. Running the node remotely adds a connection layer between the BTC Pay application and the funds. When that layer can be reached or manipulated by an attacker, the node's channel balances become reachable too. The response, pulling remote access, tells you the vulnerability lived in how that remote link was authenticated or exposed, rather than in a merchant's individual configuration mistake. For self-hosted payment operators, this is the counterparty risk conversation turned inward. There is no custodian to freeze funds or reimburse a loss here. The operator is the custodian, and the operator absorbs the drain. Merchants running remote nodes are the exposed group. Not every BTC Pay user is affected. Merchants who run their Lightning node on the same server as BTC Pay, the default all-in-one deployment, do not use the remote access path that was targeted. The exposure sits specifically with operators who split the two across machines. If you run that split setup, the practical steps are immediate. Check your Lightning channel balances against expected figures. Review recent channel activity for outbound payments you did not initiate, and treat any node that was reachable remotely as potentially compromised until you can confirm otherwise. Rotating node credentials and reestablishing connections through a patched path is the safer assumption, not waiting for confirmation that you were hit. BTC Pay's decision to restrict rather than quietly patch also signals urgency. Cutting off a feature that paying merchants depend on is a disruptive move, and processors do not break working deployments unless the alternative is worse, a pattern of infrastructure being the target. This drain follows a recurring theme in 2026, attackers going after the plumbing rather than the front end. Payment servers, node software, and connection layers are where value concentrates and where a single flaw scales across many operators at once. We covered a related case earlier this month when Lightning payment servers were hit by an infrastructure exploit, and the BTC Pay disclosure fits the same shape. The broader lesson for anyone routing real money through open source rails is that self-hosting shifts the security burden entirely onto you. The freedom to run your own Bitcoin payment stack comes with the obligation to patch fast and monitor balances the way a bank monitors its own vaults. Convenience features like remote node access expand what a system can do, and they expand what an attacker can reach. Bitcoin itself was steady through the disclosure, trading at $64,190 as of August 9, 2026, down 0.1% on the day, with the fear and greed index at a neutral 40. This was an infrastructure incident, not a market event, and the price reflected that.